Warning, the following podcast contains explicit language which may be offensive to some viewers and or inappropriate for children. The content within this podcast is intended for mature audiences only.
Hi, this is David Howard Thornton, but you might know me as Art the Clown from the movie Terrifier, and you're listening to the Night of the Living Dreads podcast. Kill you later.
How do you do?
Mr. Carl Lemley feels it would be a little unkind to present this picture without just a word of friendly warning. We are about to unfold the story of Frankenstein, a man of science who sought to create a man after his own image without reckoning upon God. It is one of the strangest tales ever told. It deals with the two great mysteries of creation, life and death. I think it will thrill you. It may shock you. It might even horrify you. So if any of you feel that you do not care to subject your nerves to such a strain, now is your chance to, well, we've warned you.
Oh my God, that person did not get the warning.
No, they didn't.
They were scared to death. Here we go, Night of the Living Dreads podcast. Shut up, people. That was the, was telling the
audience.
Yeah.
Someone smells like salami.
Oh, yeah, it's a new soundboard thing going on.
It might be me. I don't know.
Oh, God.
That's a powerful smell if we smell it here in Philly all the way from Texas.
Yeah. God damn. Right?
That's a powerful.
That is powerful. So that's old salami.
That's extra dry.
God.
Salami jerky.
Right? episode 106, Night of Living Dreads podcast.
I bet that's a thing, too.
What's that? Dried salami?
Salami jerky.
So I bet you it is, man. I mean, you see them dry out pretty much any kind
of
fucking
meat. You can jerk any kind of meat.
God damn.
True. That's very true. That's very true. Tom, did you notice that I changed up the warning in the beginning?
Yeah, there was no warning.
Yeah, I did. I
following
I,
podcast, blah, 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 blah. I don't have it memorized.
But I didn't enunciate, or as our good friend Frank over there at Psycho Bunny Death Cult, Psychomanium 13, Roots Bleed Red, would say, enunciate. That's right.
Your enunciation was not off.
It was very off, yeah.
Right.
how are you, Tom? We don't have a couple of us with us. Mr. Dom Two Books is not with us. He has, I guess, other engagements as well as Mr. Dom Black, Chiller, the Clown. But in their place, we do have Mrs. Dreads.
Yeah.
How are you? I know, right? It's like Team Dreads. You didn't get none of that.
I will. It happens.
It does. Woo. Great. Hi.
We love you.
Hey.
How you doing today, Mr. Dredge?
I'm good.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what I should have done? I should have put that little clip that I have of Zane laughing. That was funny. Anyway. And, of course, you know, as I mentioned, Tom from Tom's World. Give us some shout-outs there, brother.
Yeah, you can find Tom's World on Dom and Tom's World every Friday night, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Psycho Bunny Death Cult, Psychomantium 13, Psycho Bunny DC, Roots Bleed Red, PBDC TV, and BB3 TV. You can also find Tom's World with Frank on my show every Saturday night, 11 p.m. Eastern Time, all the same channels. And you can also find me on youtube.com/thisistomsworld.
You made it to 600, my friend. You knew I was going to bring it up, man. That's awesome.
I hit 600 today.
You've been bitching about that, been hovering right there one sub
for the last 3 weeks.
3 weeks. Wow.
I gotta do something to get a surge of subscribers. Like, I don't know, some people that might be listening to this right now could go to youtube.com/thisistomsworld and hit the subscribe button.
Right.
Would be nice.
Right. We've been having pretty decent numbers, so I mean should. It should go up if you haven't already. Absolutely.
Oh yeah.
And
that's right. Get me up.
Get me boing. Where's that?
Yeah, I'm not on that soundboard. I got the other one ready. Yeah.
I know.
God damn.
That's right. Speaking of goddamn, Mr. Jackal Monkey, how are you, sir?
I'm doing fantastic.
You had a big day, man. You're doing what is it? The skeleton something.
Skeleton Curiosities out here in Waco. Uh-huh. They have a store where they sell all kinds of oddities and different stuff like that. But every month they have a monthly market where there's a bunch of different local vendors come out and sell all their different stuff. So, right. Yeah, I was out there selling masks, and my wife was Sarah was out there with her jewelry and paintings, and
awesome.
And my daughter Abby made some little magnets and keychains. So
she made some money. You were saying, she's feeling pretty
already
rich
burning
right
a hole.
Now.
Yeah, already burning a hole in her pocket. She's already eyeballing stuff on Amazon.
Hey, good for her. Good for her. Good for you, Abby. and good for you, all of you guys, man. You also told us some mention in our podcast chat that you had some big news.
Well, it hasn't gone through yet officially, so I still got it. Yeah, I got to wait a little bit on that one.
Okay, all right.
It hasn't gone through officially, but yeah, some big news hopefully coming. But yeah, if you guys want a custom mask, custom prop made, hit me up on Facebook, Nightmare Ninja Studios, and we'll make your nightmares become a reality.
That's right. And you're also doing a show over on Psycho Bunny Death
Psycho
Cult,
Bunny.
Which
That's
Tom
right.
mentioned, yeah.
That's right. Yeah, the Battle Haven, all about RPGs and tabletop games. And I have an episode this Thursday at 6 Central, 7 Eastern. So tune in, and we'll be talking about Gaslands and Dungeons & Dragons again. So
I knew it. God damn. I did it God before damn. You got it out. I knew that was coming.
God
that was
damn.
Great.
Gaslands is badass, man. It's like a fucking Mad Max style game. So, oh goddamn, knew that was coming again.
That goddamn got an O in front of it. That's when you know you.
Oh goddamn.
Oh goddamn.
Someone smells like salami.
That's how you know you got a good one.
Oh goddamn.
Oh goddamn.
I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
My penis is 13 inches long.
But yeah, check that out this Thursday. It'll be pretty badass. Pretty good time. So.
Yeah, there you go. And it's every other Thursday. And this is your on Thursday, so next Thursday is not.
No, yeah, it'll be this Thursday.
This Thursday on.
On Psycho Bunny DC and over there on Psychomania 13 as well. So.
Oh man. Okay.
Someone smells like salami.
It was right after the fart sound.
God, just lost it. Lost it completely.
Somebody reel me back in. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to do this.
All right. Oh well. You know, we got the good old hot shot car thieves in Holtham City here.
Oh man, we got it. Someone smells it.
I was gonna do it.
Someone smells like salami.
All right, Jody, aren't you glad you joined in on this one?
God damn.
All right, these two, we have two fluffer articles this week. both of them brought to us by Jackal Monkey. I was having issues finding ones that really I thought that would go off pretty good. And, well, Jacko Monkey came through for us. I think I want to start with this one here. Two men in Florida, because that always seems like, you know, the place.
God, what did you do now, Dom?
I know, right? In a, I believe, let me see, because a whole bunch of ads just popped up on me. This was in a resort at the Wyndham Deerfield Beach Resort. February 11th, Walter Wayne Jr., 53, and Gary Brummett, 81, was arrested on the 11th of February at the Deerfield Beach Resort and charged in federal court for impersonating a federal officer. And the reason that they did this is because they didn't want to wear a mask.
They still have to wear a mask.
I mean, now here's the thing. I know a lot of us may not like wearing a mask. You know, I'm in construction. It's hot. It's hard. You can't do that. But to impersonate a U.S. Marshal... That's going a little far. The manager said that Brummett, that's this the 81-year-old, goes down to the front desk early on the 11th for a cup of coffee. After he was asked to put on a face mask covering, he revealed a laminated card purporting to show he was exempt from doing so. The card was titled Face Mask Exempt Notice Card.
Was it written in crayon?
Exactly, right? I don't have to do this card. That right there got me. It was like, come on. That is the most generic shit ever.
Right.
You're 81. And this is according to court documents, because, of course, they had that shit in evidence, right? He said, quote, I am exempt from any ordinance, the card said, I am exempt from any ordinance requiring face mask usage in public.
Oh, wow.
Wearing a face mask poses mental and or physical risk to me. Under the Americans with Disabilities Act, I am not required to disclose my condition to you.
Oh, yeah, I've seen those before.
So is this a real card? I mean there's no card out there that you would carry that has this anything close to this verbiage at all.
I don't think there would be.
Yeah.
I saw one that you could print out and like laminate, but
right.
I mean, I don't think it's legit at all.
Right. After the manager said Brummett also pointed to his belt where a false badge was hanging. He had a false U.S. Marshal's badge on his belt. Like, bam, look at that. You know, Texas Walker Ranger, motherfucker.
That's right.
In Florida.
Damn. It was probably plastic.
He said, do you know what this means? I'm a U.S. Marshal and can have you arrested. Said he could have her arrested if she tried to force him to wear a face mask. Get you some of that. Bam! Now...
God,
my nose is running. I got snot coming out because I was crying laughing at the smelling like salami thing. Two days earlier, employees at the hotel said they had a nearly identical experience when Brown, the 53-year-old, checked in. Brown showed up. No mask. They handed him a face mask and asked him, hey, you know, you need to wear this. Brummett said he refused and pointed towards his badge and laminated card. It is unclear whether Brown ever put a mask on, but the next day he returned to the front desk to extend his stay without a mask. When the manager confronted him, he threatened to have the employee arrested. Not very smart. U.S. Marshals arrived, and apparently he said the men were wearing authentic-appearing badges that read Cherokee Nation Marshal. Nothing. Nothing you can say about that. After looking into the matter, it was determined that neither Brown nor Brummett were ever employed by the U.S. Marshal Service or the Cherokee Nation Marshal Service.
Oh, my God.
Wow. No bond was set for them. Both remain in custody and await trial. They don't even get a chance for a bond.
Oh, shitballs. See, that's what happens when you fucking impersonate a fucking federal agent.
Yeah, right. I mean, why? I mean, does anybody know why?
Well, they didn't want to wear their face mask.
Well, I mean...
Seems like a lot to go through just to, like, to get a fake badge and a fake card. Just wear the friggin' mask. I mean, you know? That's man up. Put your big boy pants on.
You know, I mean, sometimes I don't like wearing them. A lot of people don't. I get it. It's not really about that debate. But sometimes I do. You do have to wear it. If I want to go into a place and get something to eat for lunch, I may have to wear that motherfucker until I get to my table. Yeah, it seems absolutely ridiculous. You know, yeah. I mean, the science behind all that. But I'm, you know, I do it. When I leave, I'm leaving. Go ahead. Tell me I got to leave because I don't have a mask on. I'm on my fucking way out the door anyway. I pay my bill. Right. Fuck you. I won't wear one then. You know what I mean? I'd seriously. Right. But
walk from the table before you pay the bill, and then they'll ask you to leave.
No, I didn't think about that. I'm not to try that one. Definitely try that one. But that does. You're right, Tom. It does seem like a whole fucking lot to go through. Printing up these cards or whatever. Maybe that's not too hard, but you're getting these badges and all the badges. Stinking badges. We got cards.
We don't need no stinking badges.
It's not only that, like all the legal bullshit that they're going to have to fucking go through now.
How long did you think this was going to last, Bonnie and Clyde, right?
Right.
Jesus Christ. God damn. And then if you get caught, you're looking at impersonating a federal agent. It doesn't seem really worth it. Just put the fucking mask on. Put your, like Tom said, put your nut up and shut up. You know, just put it on, get your fucking coffee, whatever.
Yep.
You know, because it doesn't really say whether it was some kind of, I don't know, like some kind of like stand, you know, like I'm going to do this, you know, because usually there's people following behind them with like a fucking camera, like, oh, you know,
right.
Put them on fucking YouTube. You know what I'm saying? Like some kind of just,
yep. I'm going to make this shit viral.
Right, exactly, yeah. You're 81. Don't worry about it, Brummett. Hey, you just come with me, Brummett. It's your fucking Metamucil and your Geritol. We're going to make a stand for injustice.
Woo! Right.
I don't get it. You know who didn't make a good stand? Good stand for injustice?
Who's that?
This guy in Holtham City. I believe this is in Texas, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So,
See, not all the dumbasses are in Florida.
No.
We got some here.
You Texas.
We got a lot here.
You got a lot in Philly. Oh, and Ohio, I think, is where they're bred, and we export all the dumbasses from
there. Send them east.
We send them east. We send them west. This guy probably, you know, was born and raised in Ohio. He tried stealing a running, unmarked police car with a fucking detective in it. Can't make this shit up.
Nope.
Someone smells like salami.
That's right, because this guy stinks at being a car thief. It appears that there was a pair of these idiots, and they tried to jack an unmarked police car.
Oh, wow.
It says it was about 5:15 a.m., still dark. Temperatures in the low 20s. The two men were in a black Ford Mustang, showing interest in a running car outside of, I believe it was a apartment, because it's weird how the, all right, a residence, sitting outside a residence in the northwest part of the city. So you have this unmarked police car, these detectives sitting in it, or at least one detective sitting in it. And this car pulls up, black Ford Mustang is looking at it like, yeah, I'm going to jack that motherfucker. But to their misfortune, Holton City Detective Tony Miller was sitting in the car. Not Barney Miller. Where's the Barney Miller theme when we need
it? No, just a minute right there.
Right. The Miller said that it hadn't been, or he said, I hadn't been in the car but a minute. And I saw this car drive by, turn around, and park right alongside me on the street. He said, I thought this was going to turn out, or this wasn't going to turn out good. So I pulled out my gun and waited. The passenger got out of the Ford Mustang, came up to the door, wiped frost off my window. He said he may have not have been able to see inside. So he opened the front door, he opened my front door. When he looked inside, I said, police, show me your hands. Yeah. The culprit took off running then.
God damn.
And Miller gave chase. When he realized he didn't have his radio with him, he returned to his car to help get tracking down the Mustang. The guy in the Mustang led Miller and patrol cars in a pursuit before he crashed the car. The driver was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Darn. Because his head was already fucked up, dumbass.
God damn.
And while the on-foot suspect remains at large. So his buddy didn't even fucking wait for him. You know, he was like, oh shit, show me your hands. Old dude takes off running. Guy's like, gone.
He's running like fucking Michael Cera on Superbad.
Right? Yeah, they pulled out of that. He pulled out of that motherfucker like old dudes when they did the old grab and go and Dazed and Confused.
Hell yeah.
You know, and the dude pulled out the gun, tried to shoot him and shit. He was like, go, 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 man. He's like, he was out of there.
Yep. Gone.
Yeah, he says, here's the funny thing. He's still at large, the guy that was on foot. He said, the next sentence in this, the last sentence of the article, presumably, he will be caught at some point.
No.
As indications currently suggest that he's not at all that great at crime.
God.
Well, beautiful. Apparently they're not that great at all at catching criminals.
Catching dumb criminals. So this is
the fuck does that tell you?
Right. This is going both fucking ways, man. Oh, my God. Whoa, man. Right? Nobody can see that but us.
Oh, thank God.
Right? Oh. Who needs that in their life, right?
Nah, not me.
Not you.
I needed that today.
Oh, God. That was weird.
God damn.
That was just fucking weird.
Shit. God damn.
I know. Where's Two Bucks when you need him? Is he was right? He was cooking like alligator fucking chicken.
Alligator and deep fried pickles. He said they looked more like cucumbers, but
that's
they were pickles.
I said. They were actually pickles. Because Jody called pickles, and then I seen the one pick that he put in. It looked like a cucumber. They didn't look pickled to me.
I think he said they were very light in the pickling process. Like it wasn't like a heavy dill taste.
Gotcha. Well, he's probably pickled himself.
There's a good chance.
So what was it? Some kind of a charity? Was he doing it for an organization or something? What was it?
I have no idea. All I know is that he said he was going to be eating alligator. I said, well, you have fun with that.
Yeah, have fun. Have fun. Yeah.
I'll just eat some chicken or something here. I don't know. Did somebody say chicken?
Yeah, I know. Don's the other one who is is not with us.
Yeah, well,
it happens. He had another engagement. He was on actually another show. It was actually my fault. I didn't get the day out to him because he was not on a call that we were on. But that's all right. Hey, before we get into our second installment into the series going into Universal Monsters, we did Dracula last week. And we're
blah, gonna, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. I don't say blah, blah, blah. and he's actually going to come up in this talk when we talk about a Frankenstein. I love it.
Children of the night.
Children of the night.
What music they make.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait for this one. Wait for this one, guys.
I love it. I love to listen to him do Dracula. That's who everybody imitates. You know what I mean? All right, but before we do that, I want to give a couple shout-outs, take a little break here, and give a couple shout-outs. Psycho Bunny Death Call, Psychomanium 13, anything Jackal Monkey's Beauty.
This is Mr. Applebite speaking. There is nothing wrong.
Oh, my nose started laughing.
Join me here on Psycho Bunny DC. A delightfully dreadful consternation of horror content. Keep your head and free your mind.
Coming to you live from Psychomantium 13. Join us here throughout the week for all things in audio, visual, and literary content. You can also find us on the World Wide Web at psychomantium13.com. Join Psychomantium 13 and enter the weird.
It didn't come out very good. What happened? Did the voice mod thing not work very well?
Oh, I thought you meant me.
Yeah. Say, damn, man, what was going on here?
Oh, there you go. That's right. Psychomanium 13. Psycho Bunny Death Cult, which we were over there. We'll give shout outs to all the shows that we do at the end of the show, just to make sure you guys listen. And if you don't listen, just skip to the fucking end of it. But you're not going to want to, personally.
Hell no.
I don't think so. Frankenstein. That is Mrs. Dredd's. It's your. It's one of your favorite Universal monsters, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why?
Hell yeah.
Why is it Frankenstein? Is it the story or what?
I think it's the story that he's got that aura that you can't help but feel sorry for him.
Yeah, you do. Right. Exactly.
And he's always been.
But Tom, what's your favorite Universal monsters? Where's Frankenstein? I can't remember. I know we probably mentioned this when we did the Dracula show, but what's your favorite? Is this him?
I'd say Frankenstein is it'd be a tie between Frankenstein and Dracula. I watched Frankenstein, the original movie, as a really young kid, and I didn't understand everything that was going on, but I knew I liked it a lot.
Right.
And the version I think that I saw was the original cut one that they did, where they cut the scene out where he threw the girl into the water.
Oh, nice.
But they put it back in eventually sometime in the 80s. But I think I saw the one that they had in the theaters originally with that cut out. It was just hinted at, but I don't know. It was still cool, though.
Yeah, right. Jaguar Monkey, I think you're not so much a Frankenstein. I think we're going to talk about your favorite next weekend. But what is your favorite, and where does Frankenstein rank?
Frankenstein, dude, I'd probably put him at a tie at number 3 with the Creature from the Black Lagoon, actually, man.
Really? Okay. On your top. Now, what's your favorite?
No, my favorite is Phantom of the Opera.
Oh,
man.
Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah,
okay.
Phantom of the Opera.
I was thinking the Wolfman.
I mean, I like Wolfman too. Seeing it, Wolfman's my number two. But yeah, I really like the Phantom, especially fucking Lon Chaney.
Right.
Man of a Thousand Faces. I mean,
very true. I was wrong when I said I think we're going to talk about that next week, because next week's actually going to be the Wolfman, because I thought that was your favorite.
Hell yeah. I love fucking, it's a very fucking close. I love all of them. It's so hard to actually pick a favorite with all of these, because they're, so fucking iconic. Like you were saying, like whenever we first started doing this discussion, like we wouldn't even have these greats like Jason, Freddy, fucking Myers. Right. They would not fucking exist if it weren't for any of these.
And you know what I've realized when, you know, starting to look into all of these different Universal monsters? And
what's that?
Is that we're finding some of the same actors that, you know, are in different, you know, movies. Lon Chaney Jr. played Dracula. We talked about that. You have Lon Chaney Jr. playing, you know, Frankenstein. And it's almost like it reminded me of like kind of how we are with like so many different, you know, platforms. And I mean, it was all Universal, but they were just in a mix. You had Lon Chaney's, you know, the Wolfman and you know, Frankenstein, you know, movie, which we'll get into. Well, let's just start with, you know, where I guess it all started, going back to Mary Shelley. What was that? 18... God damn, I don't even have... Hold on. I think I do have it in front of me. Yes, I do. It was... 1818. That's what I was going to say. When her novel, it was entitled Frankenstein or the Modern Prometheus. Now, Prometheus was a, you know, just a, you know, slight, is it Prometheus, let me go down here. Yeah, he was a Titan god of fire. This was in Greek mythology, and he's credited with the creation of humanity from clay.
Right.
And right. And so he who defies the gods by stealing fire and giving it to humanity.
Right.
So so that's kind of, you know, the modern Prometheus is what they're calling Dr. Frankenstein, is what she kind of, you know, referred to that. Now the story, you know, that she writes is actually, like I think you said, Mrs. Dredge, it's, you almost feel sorry, you know, for the guy. Because basically the story is what we all know. Mm-hmm. It was written, you know, quite differently than, you know, maybe, you know, it's portrayed in movies. But, I mean, the monster never had a name. His you know, creator, his name was Victor Frankenstein. And Frankenstein. That is,
and that wasn't even in that little documentary about it.
Right.
They talked about every other aspect of Frankenstein, but not that. I was like, what the hell is a rib?
Right.
I know. Right. And but I mean, basically, he creates this human being, almost, you know, playing God, and the human, this monster, this creature, goes out into society. I think she described the creature as, let's see, where's it? Because she described the creature as like hideous and just, you know, I mean, just, it was undescribable, and he was just horrible. And never mind, that was the wrong part. He goes out into society, and he's rejected. And all this is happening, and, you know, he's getting more and more, you know, downtrodden.
He should have used Tinder.
What?
He should have used Tinder.
He really should have. He probably would have, you know, found somebody to love.
Yeah.
I would think. Either that or OnlyFans.
Somebody.
OnlyFans.
Love.
Man. You got some pipes there, my friend. God damn. Right?
Oh, shit.
Jesus.
Oh, man.
So, yeah. He gets to a breaking point, and he gets that one last rejection, and bam, he starts hunting down Victor. Well, Victor knows the monster's coming after him. He takes off. He's out in, like, you know, Antarctica or some shit, you know, Swiss or whatever, just cold ass. And that's basically the fucking story.
Yeah.
So you know, you don't get to, you know, the little girl, Marilyn Harris, and that whole scene until 1931. And of course, the most iconic, when you think of Frankenstein, you can't help but think of Boris Karloff. And when you think of, you know, the Grinch Who Stole Christmas.
Goddamn right.
They didn't talk about Herman Munster either.
Yeah, no, well, you know what? And no, they didn't. Not in those documentaries, but I did look up, like, you know, an article. I found an article that had, like, a list of everybody who played, you know, Frankenstein, even going to the shitty Robert De Niro one.
I hate that.
Goddamn.
Right. But they did. They brought up Ed Gwynn.
Don't bust at the screen.
They brought up Herman. Yeah, they brought up a bunch of, you know, different ones. Not really the ones that, you know, I'm going to talk about.
The good ones.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the right.
God damn.
But, yeah, so Karloff, he only played Frankenstein or the monster. I'm going to do that. And
three times.
That's it. That's it. And it was really, it was an interesting story on how, because he had been in Hollywood for like 10 years before Frankenstein, you know, he made that. And his daughter, Sarah Karloff, she claims and mentions that he had done upwards to 81 films, going all the way back to silent films, and then in the they call them the talkie films, and, you know, even before Frankenstein. And so he was a very busy guy, but he wasn't the first choice for Frankenstein.
Nope.
You guys apparently know who it was, right?
Well, they said it in that documentary.
Bela Lugosi. And I'm not sure if they mentioned this little nugget, but the reason that he didn't play it is because he knew about all the makeup that was going to be on, and he just...
Oh, really?
Yeah, he just had... I got fucking snot running everywhere.
Oh, shit.
Man. Yeah, he had makeup on, and he was just off, right? He was just off of the, you know, success of Dracula, because this came out in 31. Dracula came out in, you know, 31, the same damn year.
Right.
And give me some damn tissue, Jody.
Yeah, I do.
And thank God this ain't a video.
oh, shit.
But, yeah, he felt he didn't want a bunch of makeup on. He said he thought he was too good looking.
Really? Oh, yeah. Is that
yeah,
what it was?
That's what speculated as the reason as to why he didn't do it. He was like, no, I don't want my face all covered up like that, man.
Well, I'd be damned. It, well, see, it's a good fucking thing, because apparently that makeup process was fucking very painful.
Why don't you talk a little bit about that, my friend, because you're in the special effects. Why don't you talk about that?
Right, and I mean, of course, it was in like you said, it was in 31. They didn't have the kind of shit that we have nowadays. So, like, to get that brow and that fucking flat head look, he totally had to do all that with fucking...
They say, like, cotton. Yeah, cotton. And what was
and
that other
gum.
Shit? Yeah, that. And then they covered
kind of,
it with something.
Some kind of plastic, like, adhesive shit. I can't remember what the fuck it was called. But it had, like, it was, like, a very, like... pungent fucking smell, almost like paint
a cleaner
remover,
or a paint thinner.
Like paint remover.
Shit.
Someone yeah, smells right. like salami.
God damn.
I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly. So, I mean, imagine that shit, like paint thinner or like nail polish remover or something like that, like around your fucking eyes. Like,
right.
I mean, you got to imagine, like, that shit's got to fucking burn. And apparently the removal process was just
what
as
was
fucking
painful.
Was just
as
horrendous
because it took like 3-4 hours to get all of it on, and that long, if not a little more, to take it off because
right.
they had to take it off. I mean, it was,
right.
it was painful.
And so, he did put it on one more time too, through a different makeup artist guy. But like he was made up as the monster, for some special baseball game that was going on. It had a bunch of celebrities at the time.
I saw a clip
from it. The Three Stooges were there and all that.
Right, yeah, yep. Jack Pierce didn't do the
Jack Pierce did his makeup. Now, have you guys heard anything about why his head is flat? Why is Frankenstein's fucking head flat?
I think it was because of one of the first stage acts. Mm-hmm. I think it was fucking Benjamin Franklin or some shit.
Thomas Edison.
Thomas Edison, there we go.
1911.
One of them fucking thieves.
Yeah, 1911.
One of those thieving motherfuckers.
Ben Franklin's buried here.
Oh, yeah, no shit.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, fucking, that creature design in his play, he had a very flat fucking forehead.
It was actually quite comical.
I thought it was, yeah. He fucking had hair like Nacho Libre and shit.
Nacho!
That's instantly what I thought when I saw him. I'm like, oh, God, what the fuck?
I didn't know Jack Black was that old, man.
Right? Holy shit.
Well, what I heard that he was actually designed that way because Victor Frankenstein wasn't really a fucking surgeon, okay?
Oh, wow.
He was just a scientist. He was just a mad scientist, basically. So he made it flats because it made it easier to take his fucking top of his head off and put a new brain in there.
Abby Normal. That was the name on there.
Was it? Yeah, that does sound familiar. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. That's what old dude was saying in Gods and Monsters.
Mm.
Yeah.
Gods and Monsters. And speaking of, we talked about, you know, the makeup and shit. Karloff said himself that the boots, the entire costume weighed upwards of 40 fucking pounds.
Yeah, the boots were like 14 pounds a piece or something like that.
Yeah, and then all the extra padding and everything added that extra 10 to 15 pounds. And having to wear that sometimes for 12 hours a day. And this guy was pretty much at the end of his fucking career.
Yeah,
I mean, he was middle age, getting up there, you know, when he was doing
51.
This.
I think they said they celebrated his 51st birthday on set.
Yes,
yeah.
And yeah, so I mean, for somebody, you know, he had 3 back surgeries due to playing Frankenstein. Yeah, and Frankenstein. I'm gonna be thinking about young Frankenstein. Where's them clips at?
We're probably gonna watch that tonight now.
Oh, it's great because wasn't it? Oh man, he played Raymond's dad. I can't think of his name right now. He played Frankenstein and young Frankenstein. Yeah. Oh, Peter Boyle. Yep.
I just thought I was going to look it up, but I'm like, nope, I know it.
I know, it's got to come to me. So lately, I think you may, on Eileen. I think Tom mentioned Karloff only played in 3 Frankensteins. He only played it 3 times. The first one, obviously, Frankenstein, 1931. The Bride of Frankenstein, 1935. And The Son of Frankenstein. In 1935 for Bride and 1939 for Son of. And again, Jack Pierce did I think the makeup for all of those and probably even on to when Lon Chaney Jr. came in 1942 and did the Ghost of Frankenstein. He looked really good, man, and I thought that Lon Chaney Jr. did a pretty good job from the different clips that I've seen. I thought he did better than
Glenn Strange.
Well, I thought Glenn Strange did a really good fucking job, man.
Really?
I think it's really kind of a tie. Even, you know, Lon Chaney, he was a known alcoholic, so I don't know if it was the fucking booze talking when he said that. you know, come on, I can do it just as good, if not better, than Karloff.
He passed out on the set of that movie, too.
He did,
And it didn't make anything for, what did they say, like the next 3 years or something?
Yeah, his alcoholism got the best of him. Yeah, passed out. I think his wife found him. He had dropped in his dressing room. But yeah, and he did actually play one scene in the Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein in 1948, yeah. which I thought was, ironically enough, strange. Because Glenn Strange played most all of the Frankenstein in
that. That's my favorite Abbott and Costello.
That is said to be the best horror comedy of all time.
I mean, they did a whole series of them.
Yeah,
I remember right.
Yep, yep. They met all the Universal monsters, and three of them were in that one. You know, yeah, Bela Lugosi playing Dracula. Yeah, Lon Chaney Jr. You know, revising Talbot Talbot, as well as the Wolfman, and then of course Glenn Strange playing Frankenstein. Absolutely,
that was his part time job when he wasn't tending bar over at the Long Branch. he was on Gunsmoke. It was Sam, the bartender.
Yeah. And then, as we mentioned, Bela Lugosi.
I just now realized son of a bitch.
What?
I just now fucking realized that. Son of a bitch.
Yeah. What I said?
Yeah. holy sheep shit.
Holy sheep shit. God darn.
Golly.
Sound like you came right off of Gunsmoke.
I love Gunsmoke, by the way, too. I do too.
We watch it every day.
Hell yeah.
Every day here. I want to or not.
You watch it with your pops too, huh?
Yep.
Yep. Hell yeah.
All the Westerns. All the Westerns.
Hell yeah.
It's funny. We mentioned Bela Lugosi. He was supposed to be the first Frankenstein. We talked about that. He played in Frankenstein Meets the Wolfman in 43. I've seen clips of him being the monster, and I don't know. He didn't have, I mean, because at least with Glenn Strange and even Lon Chaney Jr., they still had a resemblance of Karloff's, portrayal of the monster. It did not so much with Bela. He was not that kind of actor, in my opinion, to do a role like that. Stick with Dracula, stick with drama and things like that. But because he just moved awkwardly, and as a matter of fact, in that one, they had the monster talking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
But he was talking in a Hungarian accent.
Because it was supposed to be Igor's brain put into him. And he was also supposed to have been stricken blind, which is why he was always walking with his hands out. But they took those two things out of it from what they were saying in that documentary. Yeah.
Especially his voice, because it just did not, go. But you're right, because Bela played Igor, I think, in two films.
Yeah,
and that was actually, according to his son, his favorite. I think we even maybe mentioned that last week, his favorite role to play, because it did have comedic value to it. I watched a clip where I don't know if he was like supposed to be in, on trial or something, but he's coughing and he coughs and like spits in, one of the officers' face, and he was like, "You just spit in my face." He was like, "I had to cough, or so it was just kind of like
tongue-in-cheek.
Right. Blah, 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 blah.
Blah, blah.
It was that tongue-in-cheek kind of humor that he was able to, put out there with Igor. So he really liked that one. But yeah, you're right. They were taking Igor's brain and putting it in the monster. So I guess they felt it would be appropriate to have Igor, who apparently talked with a Hungarian accent, because Bela couldn't really change his voice. He wasn't, a voice actor. Right. He couldn't do, like Tom does. You can't do like you do, Bob. Can't change his
voice.
It's a special kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, Son of Dracula is probably, Son of Frankenstein is probably my favorite one.
Son of Dracula. Son of Dracula. That's Alucard.
Hell yeah. Yeah, Son of Frankenstein is probably my favorite one, because you got Bela Lugosi. I love Bela Lugosi playing Igor, man. Mm-hmm. I thought it was fucking phenomenal.
It was a good job.
Yeah. No, it really was.
And then, of course, Boris Karloff as Frankenstein. So,
you can't go wrong. That's a lot of people's, and in a lot of these little docs and whatnot, and you got the directors and film historians and whatnot. But their favorite, you know, is Son of Frankenstein.
Oh, yeah. Hell, yeah. But I will say this, too, and it's what I was telling you earlier. It's probably one of my favorite lines in a fucking movie, period. It's from the first movie. And it was cut out in a lot of them there for a while. It's whenever the fucking doctor started freaking the fuck out whenever he first created the monster.
Mentioned that he is God. But,
yeah, he's like, now I know what it feels like to be a god.
That got a lot of backlash from the Catholic community. It got a lot of backlash from different religions.
And especially whatnot. In 31.
In 31, yeah, and again, there was things done in the movie Frankenstein, the 31. Okay, they cut down a guy swinging, you know, hanging by his neck.
Yeah.
That was absolutely unheard of in 1931. They are digging, you know, just the simple act of throwing, you know, dirt onto a coffin. Things like that, you know, dead body. I mean, that was just unheard of then. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, seeing cadavers on film.
Cadavers on films, right. Yeah. Jody, I'm sorry that we also would like to speak.
God damn.
I'm just listening.
Yeah, what
she loves the sound of our voices.
Yeah. I know, right? It's so hypnotizing.
Mm-hmm.
Or is that the word? No. What's your favorite Frankenstein?
Probably the original.
The original?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And see, and like Tom was saying earlier, the version that he saw where it was cut out, the scene where he threw the girl in the river, like, I think that is – I like that version better because then whenever you see the girl's father walking up
with the
girl's dead body – You know, it's just left to your imagination exactly what the fuck happened. It kind of was.
I mean, in a sense, even though it was, they told you what to believe, because when the father is holding his daughter, they only find her in a river or a lake. But he comes up and says, "My daughter's been murdered." That puts it right into the viewer's head that, all right, this has been a murder. How does he know that it was a murder?
But
Maybe she fell.
It did look like she had blood all over her leg and shit, though.
Maybe she fell in a shallow river. Hit her head.
And then again, yeah, she could. I'm sure being in a river, you're gonna get a body floating down river. You're gonna hit rocks and that kind of shit. Sure. I mean, the body's gonna get tore up.
Yeah. Take me to the river.
Glenn Strange, we did mention him. We just have a couple more minutes. But Glenn Strange, he played in just as many roles as Frankenstein. And I guess if you count the one scene he played in Abbott and Costello, he's got at least that scene up on Karloff.
Right. He would also do it on TV shows. He would dress up as the monster. He would, and public appearances.
Here's a funny thing, too. I know you guys probably seen this in that one particular documentary we've all been kind of referring to a lot. In Karloff's obituary, I think they put a picture of Franken or the monster up, but it was Glenn Strange and not Karloff.
Dope.
Right? I mean, they did kind of, I mean, when you got that eye droop, which was very awesome. But yeah, he played in House of Frankenstein, 1944. Of course, Abbott and Costello and Meet Frankenstein in 48. And House of Dracula in 45.
And yeah, and House of Frankenstein was the one where they actually had all of them all together.
The Wolfman and...
The Wolfman, Dracula.
But that Dracula was...
It was John Carradine.
That was Carradine in that one, yeah.
Yeah. Very this is, what do you guys think?
Top hat, Jack the Ripper looking Dracula.
Do you guys think that would have been... I mean, I think it would have been. Do you guys think it would have been a better movie if they would have cast Karloff as the monster and Bela Lugosi as Dracula?
You got three superpowers really at that time when it came to Universal Monsters and what was going on. There was a lot of money to be made right there, and that's why they started, I think, collaborating. Universal did, you know, with you know, taking this Universal monster and this one and putting together, kind of like Freddy right. and Jason.
Sort
you
of know, Frankenstein.
A lot of people though. Watch that shit.
Yep.
And Frankenstein met everyone. Abbott Costello met every damn one of them. And Frankenstein was always at odds with everyone. And I mean, I guess to end poor it, I think I want to, you know, mention.
Well,
two
in
things.
Abbott Costello, he was under the power of Dracula.
Dracula.
That's true. Yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 Costello was right.
No.
Well, I mean, the monster.
Oh, the monster was too. Yeah. Yeah.
He was doing his bidding.
Which mm-hmm. was kind of funny in the one scene where he's like, you know, grab the coffin, and he just goes over and grabs it, and he's dragging it off scene. It just struck me funny.
I got it.
I got it, boss.
Christ.
God damn, this fucking slave driver and dragon.
God damn.
Karloff, he mentioned, I wanted to say this, because there is, you know, you have those one-trick pony actors out there, where I guess who are, what was the word I used, Jody?
Niche actors.
Yeah, I mean, where they do one role, and maybe they are
typecast.
That's the word I was looking for. Karloff mentioned numerous times, according to his daughter, Sarah, that he didn't mind. He actually thought it was a great honor to be typecast, because if you only did, you know, a few appearances in a particular genre and you made your mark in that genre, that's something to be fucking proud of. Nobody's ever going to be able to look at Karloff
right.
and see anybody other than Frankenstein, even though he did 80 plus movies, you know, or whatever, you know, in his career. Everybody looks at Karloff and sees that the same thing happened, I believe, with Bella, as we talked last week. I think the same thing is kind of with Lon Chaney Jr. Everybody sees him as the Wolf Man and the Mummy. He was the Mummy, right? Mm-hmm. No, Karloff was the Mummy.
Karloff.
Yeah.
Karloff was the Mummy. He was... What other one? We'll get to him.
He even took the last can of hoo-hash.
Karloff, yeah, I mean, that is something else that people, you know, who, you know, people like us would know that, but yeah. Yes, that he was definitely the narrator in the Grinch, and actually, yeah, but anyway, Karloff, he's probably the one everybody's going to think of.
Right, yeah. Right, that's instantly who I think of. I mean, even though, like you said, fucking Strange played him more times than anybody. Like, instantly, whenever I think of Frankenstein, instantly that's what I think of is Karloff.
Sure.
The Karloff Frankenstein.
Yeah, yeah, and yeah, it's, you know, it's the same thing with Lugosi.
Right.
You think of Dracula, you think of Lugosi. A lot of us think of Christopher Lee, who did it, you know, a pretty good damn job at it, too.
Goddamn right.
Next week, I think we are going to talk some Wolfman.
Oh
my goodness. All right. Jackalmonkey's excited for that one.
Oh, goddamn right.
Where is it? Come on, I'm waiting for it.
Someone smells like salami!
I love it. Oh. That must be Tom. Tom, thank you, sir. Shout out your fucking show times at YouTube page so we can get you way over 600.
Sure. So, firstly, foremost, go to youtube.com/thisistomsworld. All one word, no punctuation, no spaces. This is Tom's World. Go subscribe. Subscribe like crazy. Get your friends to subscribe. Watch my videos. They're cool. All the cool kids are watching.
All the cool kids.
But you can also find me on Psycho Bunny Death Cult, Psycho Bunny DC, Psychomanthium 13, Roots Bleed Red, PBDC TV, MBB3 TV. Friday nights, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, Dom and Tom's World. Same channels, 11 p.m. Saturdays Eastern Time for Tom's World, where I show my videos.
Is that all?
I think.
Can you show your boobies? Show us your boobs.
I already had it. All right, well.
Show us your boobs! You may be able to see that.
Maybe.
Jackalmonkey. Maybe. You, hey, what if we want a fucking mask? Where are we going to go?
Hey. If you want a fucking mask, you can come right over to Nightmare Ninja Studios on Facebook. Like I said, we'll make your nightmares come a reality. Damn. And check me out over on Psycho Bunny Death Cult this Thursday. and 6 Central, 7 Eastern for the Battle Haven, where we talk about RPGs and tabletop games. So
awesome.
Tune in.
Mrs. Dreads, I've already made your nightmare a reality. I married you.
You got that right.
God damn.
And maybe next week we will have two books and Sir Don Black and Chiller the Clown. But
Chiller, wow. Who the hell is Chiller?
I want my chicken grease.
Man, every new episode drops Wednesdays.
Usually.
Ish. See you next week.